Yeah, I think we just dug ourselves too big of a hole early, and we fought back, and we were making some noise there in the ninth inning, and we had the right guys in the right spot with runners out there. We just couldn't get that big hit, couldn't slug. But, you know, it's very typical of this team. We didn't shut down. We didn't let the score get away from us. I thought once Bum came out of the game and he was just grinding through his outing after giving up those four early runs, he pitched through six, which enabled us to maneuver in the bullpen a little bit and not burn it completely out and play a chase game. We just couldn't get it done. So a couple things we got to tighten up. You know, obviously missing a fly ball in right field is nothing that we ever prepare for. I think it'll happen probably once this year, twice this year max, but it happens. It costs a run, and it was a little bit of a difference maker in the game, and those are little things we got to figure out.
Varsho
right now is day-to-day. All x-rays were negative. Luplo, all x-rays were negative. We're going to continue to follow up with them tomorrow and make sure that they're okay. Both players were trying to go as hard as they could, and I just made the decision that it was just too much. It was just a little too much pain for Dalton. He's a very, very tough kid. I just felt like it was the right move to make. Luplo, fouled it off his foot and had trouble getting around the bases. I just didn't want to put him in a bad situation as well.
Left foot,
yes.
Didn't get a chance to ask the pregame. Mm-hmm. Was Mike Fetters in the bullpen? I couldn't tell.
Mike Fetters was not in the bullpen today.
Are you at liberty to say why?
I am not yet. That's my fault to drop the ball on that. It's the second time you guys have asked me that. So I'll get that tightened up and get you guys as much information as possible.
You know, Herrera started that ninth inning rally with a base hit the other way.
Yeah.
His three hits, is he kind of figuring it out as it goes along?
Yeah, it was a great day for him. Being able to walk up to the plate, get a couple really nice base hits, good approaches after a little bit of time down, told me that he was thinking about baseball and working hard during those days missed. So you walk up and get three hits in your return, you're doing a lot right. So I know he's probably feeling good about it, and they were big hits. They're big team at-bats as well. You know, I didn't mention Josh Rojas as well, who had a nice day. So, you know, we had a couple guys that carried us today. Tomorrow somebody else will eat, and we'll try to go out and win a baseball game.
Did Herrera make that throw on his own, or almost looked like that was a play?
Yeah, no, that was a design play, something we've been talking about. Dodgers are very aggressive on the bases.
Looked like in response to the Varsho hit by pitch, Bum was coming inside on Turner three times and then threw behind him at the walk. A couple more hit by pitch later from the Dodgers against your team. Do you feel like any of the hit by pitches from LA were intentional or anything that warranted retaliation?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe in retaliation.
So what do you think was going on in the Turner at bat?
When what?
The Turner at bat?
Those pitches were just getting away from Bum. We're trying to cut him in. He's on the plate. We're just trying to cut him in.
When you saw, to get back to Herrera for a second, when you saw him in the spring, did you see some signs of life, signs of a player that could take advantage? Well, Carson's out, so he can take advantage.
I think it was outlined to him, if I can remember correctly, that he had a golden opportunity to make a positive impression, and anything was possible beyond that. I saw a very youthful player that was engaged every single day, every single morning, was learning about his offensive capabilities, and you know, was bringing everything he could to the defensive side of the equation. So it's playing out for him. It's playing out for him. He's still a very young player. He's still learning, but he's very mature for his age, and he can relate to a lot of different concepts that we're trying to plug in here.
First time Bum pitched to Herrera in spring training, he specifically commended him for the game he called.
Correct.
What do you see there from, you know, former World Series MVP and a guy who pitched the buzzer posing?
It speaks volumes about what he thinks with about Herrera's ability. And I remember asking, I told Bum leading up to the day in spring training that you're talking about, I said, look, just give me your opinion on what you see and what you're feeling with him. And immediately following the outing, he said that he was excited to throw him. By the end of it, he's excited to throw him. So that was a big moment for a Hosey, I think.
Well,
Sorry, Troy, one more question. With Podomo, I know you were asked about this before the games, but it seemed like there were at least like 3-4 times today where he's taken an extra crow hop, he's taken extra steps.
Yeah.
And, against a faster runner, that may cause him some problems. Ed, are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, I do. He knows how his arm works. He's got a real good arm. I think he's really a very smart player. He can shorten that up knowing what the speed of the runner is. We talk about fire and follow. Just get some momentum moving towards your target. I think it's probably 1.5-2 max is what you'll normally see when somebody's into their routine of throwing the ball across the diamond. He's taking an extra one just to make sure and get that thing guided across. So it's not a problem for me. At times I think the speed of the game surprises young players. And look, it's not that the balls are moving any faster or balls are hit harder. I think they're consistently hit harder and the runners consistently are running faster. And every once in a while you get surprised. And I think he's catching up and he's done a really good job. I don't think he's had anybody beat him outright. And we talked to him about that. It's very important that he understands the speed of this game at this level, and he's learning every single day. So I agree with you. And we talked to him about it, and he'll tighten that up.
And then just to be clear, you think you can avoid the DL of those guys, Varsho
and Jordan? Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed. We feel very good about it at this point. But
more tests for either of them?
Yeah, Dalton's going to have some more imaging tomorrow just to make sure.
Just Mad Bomb, it looked like the pitch to Rios was a pretty good pitcher's pitch, right?
Yeah, he's an up ball hitter. And they were trying to go away, and it was just a misfire. If you watch it, Bum was supposed to be thrown here, and it was just right in Rios' wheelhouse. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.